Zimbabwe's political woes cause isolation. A ministry in China reports vast quake damage, and college students are sacrificing to help the urban poor. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Zimbabwe's opposition party appears to have been terrorized into silence, but the election is going ahead Friday. President Robert Mugabe made it clear that he wouldn't recognize the earlier outcome and called for a runoff. The risk of violence erupting and the tenaciousness of the post-election peace forced Global Aid Network to postpone a ministry trip. GAIN USA's Charles Detter says they're working with a church planter in Zimbabwe.
Our partner ministry has humanitarian aid to distribute, but the government has asked them not to distribute it at this time.
That order has frustrated their ability to reach out with the gospel.
As a result, there are many people that they could reach who have great physical needs as well as spiritual needs that are not being helped.
Detter says their partner asked for
prayer for stability, for peace, and for help for people who are suffering because of the poverty and the strained and difficult economic situation there.
Meanwhile, China's now saying the death toll from last month's earthquake is expected to exceed 80,000. More than 5 million people are homeless. In more rural areas, getting help to the survivors has proven tricky. WorldServe Ministries Minister at Large Tom Henry says, although their team took a hard blow,
WorldServe works with 20 movements in China, and 8 of the movements were heavily involved in those regions. We've lost 12 workers that we've supported, 10 training centers, and thousands of house churches.
The church is working to help people rebuild their shattered lives. Teams have committed 2 to 3 years in remote areas.
They have very limited resources. These movements are very poor, but they've responded in amazing ways, from cleanup to giving a cup of cold water to sharing the gospel, and seen tremendous results. In one large city, 3,000 people have come to Christ in the last 3 weeks.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 2 billion people live on less than $2 a day. They can't afford rising food prices. Prices of staple foods have doubled, forcing many poor families to spend almost their entire budgets on food. Many of these families live in Haiti and Bangladesh, where Compassion International helps provide food for thousands of children. Over the next few months, it'll cost millions of dollars to feed these children and their families. For just $13, you can feed a child for an entire month. Next, more than 100 college students are sacrificing weeks of their summers to serve the poor in 8 American cities. For 26 years, students with Here's Life Inner City Summer in the City program have brought the gospel to neighborhoods, school children, jails, rehab centers, and food pantries. They use beaded bracelets to share the gospel and often end up going into full-time urban ministry. Pray for God's work in the inner city and in the lives of these college students. And the internet is allowing Transworld Radio to avoid bureaucracy and broadcast Christian programming into Portugal. TWR's John Somerville.
In Portugal, it is illegal to have a Christian radio station like we're accustomed to here in the U.S. If you have more than 2 hours of Christian broadcasting, then the government mandates a whole other set of rules for that radio station, and most radio stations aren't willing to go there.
So TWR will be broadcasting through the internet. Somerville says Christian radio is needed there.
There are 308 villages in Portugal, and only 95 of those have an evangelical church. That means there are 213 towns throughout the country of Portugal that have no evangelical witness.
The 24/7 station features talk and new Portuguese Christian music. They need $28,000 for expansion. Their Portuguese webcast is recording 1,500 people connected to the broadcast for at least 1 hour a day. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you looking for a mission trip opportunity? I'd like you to join me and other Mission Network News listeners on a short-term mission trip to Guatemala, October 5th through the 11th. Together, we'll love on orphans with special gifts and share the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Deadline's June 30th. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.